Well, after the reception, we sort of ended it by taking the cab over to Recce Recce, but it kept going in the true Fijian style that you don't stop until you finish what's ever been open. So they kept the party going and ended up having a billiards tournament up at the principal's house. But we didn't, and I think they saw a movie that I wanted to see.
Yeah.
We never did get to see that one. Yeah. We had a very exciting trip in the cab over to Recce Recce, and I slept most of the way, so I don't remember anything about it.
No, I definitely didn't sleep. For the excitement of the day and also the beautiful scenery from here to Recce Recce, and it does change. Some people may think islands always look the same from one side to the other or something like that. But it was very gorgeous seeing the ocean every once in a while through the trees and all the hills. Variety of vegetation and houses.
The hotel has been there for about 20 years, but it's compares to anyone in the States. It's built for tourists. It's way stuck out in the middle of nowhere, so that's why I chose it. Figured it'd be a good place to get alone. And there weren't too many people there the first few days.
People were always coming and going, though. Lots of buses and carloads of tourists, which quite amazed us.
And we were paying for the quality of the room. We were paying for the air conditioner, which has a high cost in Fiji. And we didn't use it because we found the weather cold. It was in the 70s, but there was a good strong wind, and we were always being chilled, so we never used the air conditioner once. And ended up a lot of times trying to get out in the sun when there wasn't any.
We went one of the first days on a walk down past Fijian village by Recce Recce and to the river, which is quite a good size river.
One thing that sort of surprised me, because in the past I've always been in a nervous stomach or something, when big things come up and I lose my appetite and all that. But I definitely had a appetite. Well, I've always had it since then. But the food there was really good, because I was planning on not eating too much there because I had to cut down the expenses. But we ended up having most of the meals right at the hotel. They were worth the money. And we ended up the last day there going into Raileka. It's the nearest town. And we ran into some New Zealanders who gave us a lift over to the sugarcane mill. We had a tour of that. Walked around and ran into a Fijian boy who took us on a walk back to the hotel through the shortcut.
And I had my first sugarcane on that walk. Quite sweet, but rather hard and, I don't know if stringy is the right word, while you eat it.
Yeah, and that was sort of just, that was like really the beginning to me, but then we had to end up leaving the next day. I thought that we could have stayed there a couple more days and got to see more of the place, because we were just starting to get away from the hotel at that point. But then we did leave on Tuesday in the morning and took the bus all the way into Suva. We got there about 3 in the afternoon. What was, what did you think of your first ride on the bus?
Well, I'm used to sitting a long time, but the bus rides here are very long. They are good in the respect that you have a lot of windows and they're always open, so you have fresh air, but yet without a dust, which has been dry since this is the winter. It was a little dustier sometimes, and then you almost would like to have some kind of screens on the bus. I was surprised at how the people would load in on the buses, and well, even us, we had our baggage, and we put them right on the seat with us, and sometimes had to hold them to make room for more people. I gather they do carry, you know, almost anything on the bus. And of course, since I haven't been in Fiji very long, and maybe it'll never happen, but the people, again, were the most interesting. You know, Fijians and Hindi talking to each other and looking at how beautiful some of the people really are.
Yeah, it's not, if you go on a bus in the States, you go on a bus and you sit there and just stay to yourself. But on a bus in Fiji, it's like one big party. There's no one shy about it. One thing about no one shy. And they'll talk to anyone at all. Really go back and forth the bus and pass food up and down the aisles.
I was amazed how the bus driver would stop at little food stands along the way, and people would buy bananas or whatever there was available from the stand. Then the bus would continue on its route.
Well, we ended up in Sula and stayed at a hotel that I had stayed at before, but it was really run down in the last 2 years and sort of a disappointment. We ended up staying in a small prison-type cell, and there was not much to the thing. We only paid $350 to include breakfast, so we got what we paid for.
Yeah, it's pretty unusual to have newlyweds sleeping in separate beds. There were two beds and mosquito netting up above, which, you know, was very intriguing. I'd never, you know, been in a bed with a mosquito net on top, and we did use them.
Okay, so it brought the honeymoon to an end, and we had to get busy on legal things, and we had the jails, passport change, and visa changed, and flight tickets and everything. That took us about 2 days in Suva to get that all done. We ended up having to change the ticket over. It cost $120 that we weren't expecting, so it cut down all our spending on things for the house that we had been planning on. When we got back from Suva, we spent the first evening opening up the gifts which we received the week before.
It's very nice, you know, opening them ourselves and getting the cards and looking at some of the very nice gifts. For the mere fact, there'll be something we'll want to keep. The ones I think we'll enjoy looking at the most are those that will be like souvenirs from Fiji. We have a very nice tikia and a small bowl that you serve grog or yogona in. Quite a few other wooden items, a nice table which has a map like thing of the Fiji Islands naming the different ones. I think those would be, oh yes, also a war club was presented to me, mostly, I think, to use if I ever get that angry at John. But right now it's just sitting on display. I think those will be the gifts that we'll enjoy in our future years.
Then we got 40 glasses, because everybody knew that I had only one glass, so it was the obvious gift to bring up, and I've already broken one. So we're down to 39. And yesterday, when we were riding in the Suva, someone, Sue, was reading the newspaper and noticed that there was a picture of the Sona Sama Vakmarama, the women's sewing circle, and showed them making or frosting the wedding cake. There was an article explaining that they had got in the Suva as part of a project on frosting. One lady, Mrs. Anderson, was showing them how to do it, and we got our names in the paper stating that the cake was a gift for our wedding.
The cake surprised me, since most of ours are in the States are more of the, you know, cake mix type. This one was more like a fruit cake, solid raisins, and then it had the thick icing. It was very beautiful. The story behind the cake is quite astounding. For the fact, these women from Sanga Sanga went to the ice decorator's home and ended up staying there from about, I don't know, 10 o'clock in the morning, and they finally left at 10 o'clock at night. He got back here at around 12. So it really took a long time. For reasons concerning the woman who does the icing, not the cake so much, all their effort is definitely appreciated.
At this point, the only thing left to do for the, as far as the wedding is concerned, is to print up the black and white photos which we had taken and make some color prints out of the color slides. So we'll end this tape now, and I'm off.